Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Gregory Maguire's much-loved series of Wicked books reimagined L. Frank Baum's Oz books and the MGM film The Wizard of Oz as a story for grown-ups. Gregory gave the Wicked Witch of the West a name, Elphaba, a sympathetic backstory, she's an activist, and aspects of U.S. history play out in Oz. The Wicked Years books include Son of a Witch and A Lion Among Men. The first book, Wicked, spawned the Broadway musical of the same name.
No one mourns the wicked.
At this year's Boston Book Festival, we asked fans lined up to have the book signed by Gregory Maguire. What drew them to this story?
I've always been a Wizard of Oz fan, and it was great to have someone tell us another side of the story that no one had ever thought of telling.
I like how he can completely reverse a person's perspective and make it into something that you wouldn't have thought of before.
All the characters are female, and they're really empowered, and they're really strong. I like that a lot.
So, how to close such a popular series? Well, the fourth and final book, Out of Oz, goes on sale today. And as Gregory Maguire told his fans, it's a title with a threefold meaning.
One, I needed a big public way to signal, this is it, I'm done. It's like out of gin, out of Cheerios, out of Oz, out of here, goodbye, I'll sign your books and go home. The other thing is, I love that elderly phrase from the early part of the 20th century. You remember Isaac Dinesen, Out of Africa, from the line, what's the news out of Africa? What's the news out of the State House this morning? What's the news out of Oz? So this is the news out of Oz. But this is the first book that starts someplace other than in Oz, which my other three books have done. So that's the third meaning. It begins and it unites the world in which Dorothy comes from with the Oz that we know from MGM and the Oz that I have written about.
What? Did he just mention Dorothy? Dorothy Gale, the same girl from Kansas who killed the Wicked Witch of the East with a dropped house and the Wicked Witch of the West with a bucket of water. She's back? We asked Gregory Maguire what gives.
Well, you know, she kept saying there's no place like home, there's no place like home. But when she got back there, she found, like most of us, maybe I was a little hasty. And yes, she is back. She's back in Oz. She's a little bit older, a little bit wiser, and a little bit sassier.
And on trial. For what?
She's on trial for the death of the Wicked Witch of the West. It seems that the political mood has changed, and what was once considered a demonic possession in Elphaba, the Wicked Witch of the West, is now being reconsidered. Perhaps she was a freedom fighter. Perhaps she was the last true Ozian. So when Dorothy gets back, it's politically expedient to make her the next scapegoat.
Well, this, of course, has been your point all along, Gregory Maguire, that wicked may be not wicked, you know, that the one that's isolated and is the outsider and called wicked may not be. What else are you saying, though? We're thinking, Dorothy, the invader, put on trial.
Well, I like to think that what you get in Oz, at least in the way that I see Oz, is almost a national canvas. Oz is exactly the same size and shape as the United States. And therefore, anything that I see happening in the news can happen in Oz, just slightly transformed, maybe enchanted.
Well, but if you continue that metaphor, the United States is grappling with 10 years of two wars. The United States was the invader. Is the United States Dorothy? Or is, you know, dropping the house? Or is the United States the Wizard of Oz? Or Oz?
Well, those are all good questions. And, of course, the whole secret, I think, of what I'm trying to say is you can't stop asking the questions just because somebody gives you a glib answer. You have to take the answer in, you have to consider it, and then a year later, you have to ask the question again, because nothing stays still. The political climate goes back and forth like the tides. So you have to keep asking the question of the nation, who is really at fault in this instance, but you also have to ask it of yourself.
We see in this latest book, Out of Oz, a different Oz. Suddenly, magic is outlawed, and there's an attack on the Munchkins, Munchkinland. Glinda, the Good Witch, is put under house arrest. What are you trying to say there?
I think that what I'm trying to say, if it's anything other than a really you know, grist for a really good story, is that there is no one who is unassailable, and there is no perfect paradise. In order to enjoy what we have to protect it.
Well, Elphaba, in fact, we discovered someone who was said to be the Wicked Witch, and now you're saying perhaps she should be revisited as a freedom fighter. She was into animal rights.
Yes, she was. And, you know, she's been gone for 16 years when this novel opens, but the effects of what she did and how she lived motivate many of the plot strands of this novel. What we do does live after us.
I just want to touch on something you've talked about quite a bit. You've been very open about it. How, as a child whose mother died giving birth to you, you're drawn to the story of the motherless children. We have the scene where Elphaba and her sister is in a wheelchair, and Elphaba explains that, well, our mother was eating, what was it, white flour?
Yes, milk flour.
Milk flowers, because I'm green, and she didn't want my sister to be green, and in eating the milk flowers, she died, and so it's my fault. And can you tell us a little more? You've spoken about it before, but of what you're trying to work through with these people who think it's their fault that their mother died, as your eyebrows just shot up, and these motherless children.
They do seem to be a beginning place for storytellers. And of course, it's not just for me. It's for Dickens, and it's for Shakespeare, and it's for, you know, most recently, Harry Potter. If we grow up coming to our first apprehensions of life and situations, knowing that there was an aberration there, then I think what it does to us who are artists, let's say, is to give us an inclination to look for the same situation and to see how other people survived. It made me a reader, among other things, because there are so many deprived children and motherless children and children abused in the beginning.
We should say it's not just being motherless, it's feeling that it was your fault.
Yes, feeling that it's my fault. But to go back to the question of national guilt and personal guilt, you cannot really ask if something is anybody else's fault unless you can also ask if it is your fault. One of the motifs through the four books of The Wicked Years is the question, how do we behave no matter whose fault it is? What do we do when a job needs to be done, when a despot needs to be brought down, when justice needs to be served?
It occurs to me, Dorothy is motherless. I mean, she has Auntie Em, but she's motherless too, and she does pretty good in throwing her elbows around.
Oh, she sure does, and indeed, she's a good role model for lots of those other people in Oz, including the main character in Out of Oz, who is also separated from her parents. Her name is Rain. She's the granddaughter of the Wicked Witch of the West. At the end of Son of a Witch, she's a little green-skinned baby girl, and her mother has just left out the door the day before.
And we hear about her in the new book. I guess, given that you've been so public about how you were working through some of these issues in writing these books, is it all patched up? Is it, you know, is that wound patched over? Do you dust your hands off when the final book is done?
I'm glad that we live fairly near each other, because I can come back to you with that answer. I'm certainly done for now. I feel a great parting of the clouds with the conclusion of this 16-year series. And what is on the other side of the rainbow? I have to keep my eyes open and keep watching and see.
Greg and McGuire, thank you so much. And do you miss them?
I'm suffering something akin to literary postpartum already. I really am. These characters have been in my head. I think I suffer something that I sometimes call Google Oz, where I could look at any part of Oz at any moment and see what was happening there. I have to train myself to live without that for a while.
You lost. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin. Thanks so much.